Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the August 29, 2013 hearings of the Code Enforcement Magistrate. I am Chester Trow. I am the serving special magistrate for that purpose. I gather the agenda as presented is still the agenda. Okay. I have received the minutes as prepared by the secretary for the prior meeting and approved them. As an aside this morning, I want to express special appreciation to the staff in general of the Code Board, and most specifically Terry Allen. Last week, my church up the street held a very large funeral, which the city offered its parking lot, and the staff stood on their head to cite the city for having grass too tall and turned the powers of the Code Board on the mowing team, and they had a wonderful big parking lot, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
One other aside, just for future reference, particularly for the staff and the officers, midway down the left side here is a new employee of my law firm, Alan Van Hyde, fellow with the gum. He has passed the bar and graduated from the University of Florida Law School, and we're optimistic that we're going to have some good results soon, and we'll go from there. Okay, if you'll swear in the officers for the hearings today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
The police and magistrate for the record, Matt Lifree, Charles Rich, Dan Baker, Raymond Firmings, so too.
Okay, what case would you like to hear first?
Accept the minutes.
Oh, I accepted the minutes already.
I'm sorry.
Come on, guy.
Having that said, good morning. My name is Charles Rich with the City of Ocala. I'm newly appointed Code Enforcement Manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, certified by four levels of training. I've been a Code Enforcement Manager for more than 5 years or 30 years of law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting the cases this morning to police and magistrate. We have representation on CLN 13-1091. City of Ocala versus Lloyd, Eugene, and Desiree Brown, and Nation Star Mortgage, LLC, a location at 2923 Southeast 23rd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 82442, implementation, enforcement, and numbering system. Section 82443, display of numbers. And sections of Section 34141, registration of properties in default for retiring maintenance.
Okay, just I was just looking at the violations alleged in the citation, and I don't see the failure to register.
The register was resolved.
Oh, okay.
85.
Okay.
So what we have at this point is the
you're down to weeds, numbering, and
right, display. 143, and. That's where we're at this point.
Okay, fine.
34143.
Southeast Merritt Camp Road. 33rd Street. Millennium Dog Park.
Having said that, at the end of your presentation, we have included copies of the photographs of the current condition of the property.
Yeah, I'm headed that way.
Your parcel ID is 2988043000. Legal service was obtained on 7-3 and 8 of 2013 for the notice of violation and 8-19-2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property in 8-19-2013 with a notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence, we included copies of the findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in the first case where the city brought the property into compliance. Assignment of the mortgage and the Texas Secretary of State information concerning the company involved. We've also included a copy of the property registration. The summary findings that Officer Lockreed located the property and observed the property as a violation of the city's code and that it was overgrown and contained junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of sections 3432 and 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer like to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. At this time, staff read staff recommendation in the record. citation, we find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3432, 3495, 34143, as a repeat violator of Section 3432 and 3495 per Chapter 16204 of Florida statutes, and order them to 1. Cut and clean up the property properly, removing any junk and debris, register and maintain the property, which we have achieved the registration. We maintain the property in accordance with the City of Ocala's property registration and maintenance ordinance as required. Ensure the house and postal address numbers are applied to the residents in accordance with the code and the fire code. Apply and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, the city to do the all work required, utilizing all means, with all fines and costs assessed as a lien, and a fine of $500 per day. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We do have representation here at this time. City, the rest of you have any questions?
Okay, I'm gathering the picture that I'm looking at that has the overgrown vines and things and a number plate that simply has a 9 on it.
Yes, sir.
Is your violation on the numbering?
Yes, and the items there on the first picture of page 2 at the top that shows the junk and debris around the door, that's specifically prohibited in 143 of the
maintenance. When you say specifically, you mean, are we talking about the accumulation of telephone books and newspapers?
Newspapers, and yes.
Okay.
And that's again repeated in the photograph of 19 at the bottom of page 3.
Right.
And you can also view them on the top of page 4.
Okay, let's see who's here to talk to us. Somebody want to come talk to me? Anybody?
Good morning.
Good morning. Come on up.
Good morning. Raymond Tamayo, on behalf of the lender, Your Honor, Nation Star Mortgage LLC.
Okay, you counsel for them?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Your Honor, I've heard everything with regards to the findings. I'm not here to dispute anything with regards to the violations or the fact that this is an issue and a continuing issue, it sounds like. Really, the reason why I'm here is hopefully to provide information, to be, offer that information as a friend to this proceeding. My client, Your Honor, is attempting to foreclose on the property. They've been in that process for some time. And part of the issue with the recent delay is partially the fact that there's been a recent servicer transfer
okay.
to my client. And because of that, typically in a foreclosure action, we try to make sure that our client has the proper name in place for taking title when we proceed forward with the foreclosure. When I evaluated the case prior to coming here today, it looked as though we should be able to get judgment probably in the next 4 months.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like we have a lot of opposition in the case. However, even if once we get judgment, we'll probably need a couple of months to be able to get sale date. Obviously, these violations aren't something my client created. I would hope that the hearing here, the officer, Your Honor, would be gracious enough to give us additional time. Hopefully 6 months so that we can get...
That's not likely. You have the right to protect your collateral, and I assume that would include going on the property, picking up the newspapers, and mowing the lawn.
I think typically, most lenders and clients that I work with don't tend to do that until after they've gotten judgment and they do acquire title to the property. Obviously, if the decision is going to be a shorter time than that, I'm going to have to inform my client and just let them know that they're going to have to take action. Otherwise, they're going to get fined.
Well, the reality is one of two things. First of all, let me say, inside the city of Ocala, the practice you describe, which I well understand, as I'm a lawyer and I do foreclosures and I know exactly what you're talking about, the practice inside the city of Ocala is that the lender comes in and cleans it up during the pendency of the foreclosure. What you have basically is a choice. I'm going to give you an adequate time, or your lender adequate time, to come in and do it if they want to do it. If they don't do it, the city's going to do it, and then the lender's going to have to face the claim. Now, it may, as a matter of administrative expediency, just be easier to let the city go in and clean it up, mow it, and lien it. That may be the decision they make. But you're going to have those two choices, is what you're going to have.
If I may point out,
for the magistrate. We have been working on this since 2000.
Yeah, I know that. I'm well aware of that. And I also note that the deed to the current owner is a prior foreclosure, so this property's been through a number of hoops in this process. Chip, help the old brain. I'm trying to remember where in your presentation is the
officer
written version of your
notes.
Of your recommendation,
officer
in the officer notes. Okay, I just want to look.
The officer recommendation.
Yeah,
the
staff. The staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation, stage two.
That's what I thought up at the beginning. I was just trying to figure out what in your recommendation, I guess the fact that you're looking for the $500 a day is what staff is looking for as a result of it being a repeat violation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Absent some objection, my inclination is to find that the violations exist. Award the city its costs of $108, and I wrote it, I think it's 32 cents,
mm-hmm.
something like that, and provide the respondents. I know that mortgage companies can't do anything in 14 days, so I'll permit the respondents 30 days in which to mow, clean up, and bring it into compliance, after which I generally adopt the staff recommendation.
And if I may, just so I'm totally clear on the violation, it's 34-95 and it's 82-442.
34-95, 34-143, and 82-442.
Okay.
443 is the definition.
Anyway, so they got time to figure out, do they want to do it, let the city do it, what way do you want to do it? It's just that we need to keep the neighborhoods looking clean.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Next case.
Please, Magistrate, we go to page 4, in the middle of page 4, CUN 13-1024.
Okay.
We would also be proceeding this case as a repeat violator. CUN 13-1024, City of Ocala versus Joseph and Jesse Mosley and Bank of America. The location is 2850. I apologize, I've got the wrong. I thought this was the 17th Street case.
No, this is just east of 25th Avenue.
Okay. I apologize. 2850 Southeast 8th Street, Ocala, Manning County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2782-053-004. Legal services obtained on 7/8/2013 for the notice of hearing, and 8/19/2013 for the notice of hearing is when we posted the property. As part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've included a copy of the findings of fact, the affidavit of partial clients in the first case, a current property registration in the California State Secretary of State information on the corporation. Summary of findings that Officer Lightfoot located the property and observed the property in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2013 the respondent was brought before the code enforcement special magistrate and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Lightfoot to have a representative and respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, at the end of the presentation, we've included copies of the photographs, current condition up there.
I note you have an affidavit of partial compliance. What have we fixed?
That was in the first case.
Oh, that was in the first case. In this case, we have no compliance at this point.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
At this time, I read staff recommendation into the record.
Yes, please.
Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida statutes. Order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2. Pay the cost of prosecution of the cases assessed all within 14 days, failing which fine of $500 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We're prepared to answer any questions that you may have. Officer Lively is here.
I'm down to your cost affidavit. Let me get to your photos. Okay, we are in. So far, I'm seeing lots of overgrown. I don't see any trash accumulation.
It's the same charge.
I know it's the same charge, but I'm looking.
But I don't
see any evidence of trash. We're strictly in a mowing mode.
Right.
Okay. Okay, let's see if we have someone that wants to talk to me about this. Anybody in the audience? Come on up. Okay, if you'll be sworn, please, sir.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Elton Moore. I live at 808 Southeast 29th Terrace, Ocala, Florida. The property he has just described is right behind us.
Okay, so you're a neighbor.
Well, yes, I'm a neighbor.
Okay, good.
And I'm here on behalf of the other neighbors around the property household. The pictures did not show an empty lot that goes with that house.
Okay.
The shrub and limbs that have fallen from the trees and stuff there is about 6 foot. We have killed 3 or 4 rats coming from the property now that is actually going into the house. There's snakes and armadillos that's running through it. And it's getting a little bit ridiculous that we keep our property clean and the bank will not take care of their property there. We made an offer to buy the house. The bank will not even return phone calls to us, so I canceled the contract after 7 months.
Okay.
So they have just left the property basically like it is right now, and no one seems to care about the neighbors around the neighborhood.
Okay. I gather the owners have left.
Well, the house... it no longer belongs to the original owners. It was turned over, the bank foreclosed on the house, and they no longer own it.
Okay. The Mosleys are out of the picture?
Correct.
Really?
And I have Mr. Mosley here if you'd like to verify that.
Okay.
And from that standpoint, but I'm not here to speak for him, but I know that they have been gone for over a year from that place.
Yeah, just so that we get this right, I'd like to ask Mr. Mosley a question or two if he's out there.
Joe?
Yes, Mr. Mosley, come on up and visit us and be sworn in.
Sir, too, this is the second time that I have requested.
Okay.
For this to be taken care of.
We're going to solve that problem for you.
Thank you.
Or at least until the next rain and bright sunny day.
I would point out for the record that the property appraiser's office will respond.
That's what I want to ask him about. Mr. Mosley, come on up and be sworn if you will, please.
Yes, sir.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Joseph C. Mosley. I'm at 8500 Belcher Road, apartment 304, Pinellas Park, Florida.
Okay. Mr. Mosley, there seems to be some question as to whether you remain the owner of the property. The title records appear, the last instrument of record seems to be a deed into you and your wife and probably a Liz Pendens to the bank for the foreclosure, but we don't see a deed out of you. Have you ceased being the owner of the property?
Yes, sir, Your Honor. We went through the deed in lieu process with Bank of America. We were told to vacate the property, I believe, on the 16th of December of 2000, of last year. And we were instructed by the bank to make sure the house was clean and what I would think would be reasonable request. And we followed through with that, or we thought we did to the best of our ability. Then we were told to leave, and we did so. And then I believe after we had left, some of the code violations were formed.
Is this what's known as a cash for keys deal?
I'm sorry, sir?
Is this a cash for keys?
cash.
They paid you $300-$400 to leave?
No, they did not pay us any money, sir.
Okay.
We just wanted to leave the property, and then we thought we had done what we were supposed to
sure.
do. I did call the code enforcement officer. He was courteous and kind. He said, you're kind of caught in a bad place until the bank gets on the tax roll, I believe. And I talked to the code enforcement officer, I talked to the people in the tax, and I talked to the bank, and I said, we're kind of hanging here. We're being left liable for something. You told us to leave. I'm not even allowed to go to the property and do any cleaning.
Yeah, well, you don't own it.
Probably the magistrate, I might offer that we just reviewed the court record within the past few days.
Yeah.
The bank has filed a satisfaction of the mortgage.
Okay, that's a clue.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they have relieved him.
That probably means the deed's recorded.
They relieved him and his wife by name. We don't have a copy of the recorded deed yet, but we do have a copy of the past.
Okay.
So basically, that's in foreclosure now.
It's gone. That's the end of the foreclosure.
We've only listed him as we're required to do by state law because he is the record of tax. Record.
Yeah, I got
but
you. On
our
that.
Case is against Bank of America.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Right.
And we just need to move forward.
Mr. Mosley, in your records, do you have a copy of the deed that you gave to Bank of America?
I got the call.
You went down. You
and
signed.
And
I'm out of Dodge.
Go down there
I got
and find
it.
Out what's going on. We did receive about a month or so ago a notice that says the case was dismissed or something like that, and I thought it was done. And then when we got this notice, I said I better go down and get caught up.
Okay. I'm going to find that the violation exists. That the Mosleys at the time of the citation were not the owners of the property. That Bank of America, whatever hyphen CHL is, was the owner of the property, so therefore it's the violator. I'm going to impose the costs as requested at $108.32, provide the bank 14 days in which to cure the violations.
Thank you. And we'll make sure any paperwork going forward does not include those.
That'll be fine. Thank you.
Can
yes, sir.
Say something
sure.
On behalf of that? When that is all taken place, can you make sure that empty lot next to them belongs to that house also?
We'll have to see the deed to do that. I mean, if you'll chase that and make sure that we tag the lot next door and try to keep the health condition in this neighborhood up, go from there.
Right.
Okay? Thank you for coming, gentlemen.
That'll bring us to the top of page 4, CON 130844.
Wells Fargo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Gotcha, found your item.
I need a moment just to catch up to you.
Okay. Well, if you want, I'll present it.
I make it so easy you could do it. Okay. This is the City of Ocala Officer Leifried versus Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Caro Homeward Residential, Inc., a location of 3723 Southeast 17th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3432, water collections 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter, section 82512, barrier required, and section 82513, specifications for said barrier. The parcel ID is 2954-006-019. Legal service was obtained on 7/19 and 29 of 2013 for the notice of violation and notice of hearing. Part of the additional correspondence. In this case, we've included a copy of the Texas Secretary of State information concerning the corporations.
Okay,
the summary of findings that Officer Leifried located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code, as stated previously. Additional investigation by Officer Leifried revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violations and all attempts by Officer Leifried to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violations remain.
Okay, and Wells Fargo hasn't talked to you at all?
Actually, they have spoken.
Well,
with,
good.
They just have not taken care of the problems, as you can see in the photographs at the end of the
presentation. I'm headed to those. I'm headed that way.
This time I'd read the staff recommendation into the record. This
okay, we have some limbs, we have a swimming pool that appears to have been remediated one time.
We did that last time. Or they did it last time.
It looks like your structures.
I don't think that's a bank structure.
Really? That was a good effort.
Normally we don't do that. We usually do a more secure structure than this.
Come on. Okay, so you're saying they don't have a barrier around the pool. You're saying there's weeds and accumulation of trash.
Mm.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what the lady in the back would like to tell me about that.
Read staff recommendation.
Yes, yes, please. Tell me your
recommendation. Final respondent guilty of violating code sections 3432, 3495, 8215, or 512, and 82513. Order them to drain or treat all standing water collections upon property, cover the pool. In this case, it would be recovered. To cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris, respondents to repair all required pool barriers to prevent any entry into the pool area as required by the code, and four, pay the cost of prosecution assessed with the case all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs of fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Is it a sufficient...
Any questions you may have?
Yeah, is it a sufficient cure for the respondent to put a gate on the fence across the driveway such that the backyard is entirely fenced?
That's what was there.
It looks like somebody knocked off a gate kind of thing.
And actually behind that white vinyl fencing was a pool barrier, which is indicated at the top of page 3.
Right, is a chain link, are you talking about the chain link fence that's back there?
The chain link fence, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what actually constituted the pool barrier.
Okay, so if they put a gate across that or some other substantial structure.
Yeah, I believe what happened was a tree.
It looks like a tree hit it because it's bent down.
A tree did fall on the property. The pool barrier was secured, but the violation existed prior to that, so the order being entered, I'd still like to get.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Oh, yeah, here on the top of page 5, pardon me, they have put some resemblance of the gate back up there. It's probably still not in proper compliance due to the specifications which require it to be 4 foot high.
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay.
So we would like to obtain an order.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Okay, let's proceed forward. Madam, come on up and talk to me.
We'd just like to establish standing with this.
Yeah, okay. Hi.
Good morning.
Be sworn. Tell us who you are and how it is you represent Wells Fargo.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Sarah Roberts, 3540 Southeast Lake Avenue, California, 34471.
Okay, and what's your relationship to Wells Fargo?
I do not represent Wells Fargo.
Who are
you? I represent the future purchaser.
Oh, okay. You're a real estate agent?
We've actually, yes.
Okay.
We've actually been trying to get it closed.
Okay.
For 21 days.
Okay.
Past our contract date, and we've been under contract for 13 weeks.
And you're dealing with Wells Fargo, and you're surprised?
I'm actually not dealing with Wells Fargo. The company Homeward Residential has an address in Texas, but they actually are located in India. So I've been dealing with them. So if you can imagine, but you know, I do a lot of these, which
is a short sale,
of course, right? But my main thing is representing the purchaser, the future purchaser. Until yesterday at 3 p.m., we did not have a payoff for the lien, and we did get that late yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be taken care of, and that was my main thing, because we cannot close,
mm-hmm.
of course, until we have a payoff.
Okay.
And then we determine whether the seller or buyer is going to pay it off.
Okay.
But our main concern is when the gentleman purchases the property, is there going to be given adequate time to take care of the conditions, and he's very aware of them.
Well, it most likely is all going to happen a lot faster from our end than it is on your end.
I would submit that
We can't give a payoff until this case is resolved.
Yeah. Here's the drill on the deal. The violations exist, so I'm going to find that to be true. I'm going to provide the bank with 14 days to get that barrier up there like it's supposed to be, and after that impose a fine. At that point, if the fine is not paid, a lien will be recorded for whatever it runs to. The typical behavior of the magistrates, and there's two of us, is that if you fix the, our goal is to fix the problem.
Correct.
Our goal is not to raise money, okay? So be it Wells Fargo or be it your future owner, whoever fixes it and comes back and says, I have fixed it, please, I'd like some relief from this great big fat fine that you put on us, typically gets significant relief. Exactly what significant means depends upon how quickly it gets fixed, whether or not it's your poor innocent buyer as compared to the mean old Wells Fargo that won't talk to anybody, or the company in India. It depends on all the facts and circumstances of the case. I would suspect
that the city would support that position as well.
Yeah. So that's kind of where you are. We meet every month. If you get a closing date and...
We have one now.
When is your closing date?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to be fine on that. What you're going to get, though, is you're going to get a property that is subject to an order. And so your buyer is going to have to bring this into compliance. But as of Wednesday, they will not be lien.
Okay. We did receive a payoff yesterday, by the way, from the title company.
Still pending case.
Yeah, so you may get a different number here in about 60 seconds.
Well, hopefully not.
Well, you are going to...
Since we've negotiated for it to be paid off.
I'm going to find the violation exists. I'm going to assess the cost of $132.07 and provide Wells Fargo Bank and its successors an interest in this property with 14 days to bring the property into compliance before any other fines accrue. After that, the fines will accrue as recommended by the staff. Okay, so you got 14 days before anything is going to change, but right now you have $132.07 that you need to talk about. Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
If I could just get some clarification on the pool barrier so that I could relay this to the future purchaser.
Well,
in the picture...
We'll take care of that with an officer with
okay.
you after, because there are specific specifications in the code.
Yeah, what they'll do is give you a Xerox
right.
copy of the specs. They got them.
Okay.
That's the easiest part of your dilemmas.
Okay.
Okay? Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming by.
Yeah. Please, magistrate, we go to page 6 of the docket this morning in the petition sections, request for a reduction. We have a respondent here that would like to petition.
Okay. Which petitioner is this?
This is COM 110591. And that's under your petition presentation section of
I'm looking for the petition itself.
That's on page 6.
Okay, well, let's just go to the computer version. Petition, COM.
Not Browder Corporation?
11. Okay. Come on, computer. Browder Corporation. Okay, as I read the summary, the fine currently stands at $29.75.
Yes, sir. Staff
is that two $29.75s?
Yes, sir.
I should add those together. So we're
yes, sir. There's a case cost sheet in there as well. If you back out of the
okay,
petition
and
itself.
What did the city do on this property?
We removed the structure. As indicated in the case cost sheet, the city's costs were the work that was completed by the city to demolish the structure, and then the fine of 119 days on both violations.
Okay.
So the
$1693.83 is the city's cost for demolition.
Yes, sir. And
well, you guys are a bargain.
You go down towards the bottom, you can see the final.
Well, I only have one page in my icon, which is the fine lien payoff notice. So I don't have...
You don't have the photographs?
Yeah, you have to back out.
Not unless she's set me up for failure here. I didn't do anything.
Back out of this.
Yeah. Oh, back out of this?
Close
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your photos.
Oh, these are all part of the same deal.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take that thank you letter back. Okay, let me look at the photos for a second. Give me a moment. And so everything I'm seeing in the photos is now gone.
Well, if you go down to page bottom of page 6, you'll see that, yes, it is in fact all cleaned up. Staff is proposing a 50% reduction of the fine and costs.
Okay.
Which is consistent with what
magistrate
and code board generally do.
Help my mind in terms of the neighborhood. What street are we on? Lead me to a landmark.
This is 1853 Southwest 3rd Street. So if you go out State Road 40.
Okay.
Just past MLK.
Okay.
And then north a block or two.
North a block or two. So we're in the general neighborhood of Busby and that sort of property.
Just north of State Road 40 over to Poinciana Heights.
Poinciana Heights?
Over in that area.
Okay.
South, I apologize.
South of 40?
Yes, sir. South
okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay, Mr. Browder, come up and talk to us.
You'll be sworn in, sir.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
I'm William Browder, President of Browder Court.
Okay. And your address?
2112 Southeast 25th Street.
Okay. How did you come to be the owner of this prime piece of property?
I bought it quite a few years ago I was going to renovate the house and either lease it or resell it.
Okay.
Then the economy went south, so I just was holding on to it, and I didn't realize it got that bad of disrepair.
Well, were you the owner at the time, the original code?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that mystery went away at that point.
Yeah.
And then you didn't clean it up.
No, it was. It was circumstances. I didn't realize this lien followed everything.
Isn't that a magic?
It is.
And guess what else it does? It attaches to every other piece of property you own.
It follows every property.
Yeah. Tricky the way we do that.
So,
okay.
At that time, I thought the property wasn't worth what the taxes were.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I grant your petition and abide by the city's recommendation to cut it all in half, is it going to get paid, or am I spinning my wheels?
My petition is to allow me to pay the administrative cost and the cleanup.
Well,
and that will get paid.
I have a little trouble with that because the function of this process has as much to do with what the neighbors are required to put up with a continuing dilapidated building there, as much as anything. If your piece of property was sitting out there as an island and didn't have neighbors, we probably wouldn't mess with you in the first place. So I don't think I'm willing to go all the way to a complete cakewalk on the deal. I mean, we need these things cleaned up, and we preferably would not have the city involved in that process, although they do it incredibly efficiently. I don't know if you price demolitions, but getting a property cleaned up for $1,600 is a deal.
The neighborhood wasn't much.
It's not much.
It's
I
not
agree.
Much better than the house.
Yeah, I understand. And that's why I always like to try to envision my neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Let me look here a second.
And I did have one of my other properties was part of his rent was to go by there and clean it up. I just never got by there.
Yeah, good luck with that. Every time I have somebody come in my office and start explaining to me that what labor and services the tenant was supposed to provide as part of their rent,
yeah.
I know we are in for a huge mess because nobody ever knows how to value it. Nobody ever knows exactly what got done.
Yeah. Mr. Browder, I'm going to grant your petition in part. I am going to hold to the 1693.83 of the city's costs. I'm going to reduce the fine to an even $2,000, but only if paid in the next 30 days. Other than that, it goes back up again.
Okay.
So that'll give you some time to do that. And go from there. Good luck with this baby.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for coming by. Bye-bye.
Please, the magistrate, we go to page 2 of the docket. Yes, sir. Zealand 130926.
Okay, one second. I got to get back down.
It's the case of the City of Ocala, Officer Dan Baker versus Stephen and Karen Bray Living Trust. William Stephen Bray Trust and Karen Sue Bray Trust, a location of 1133 North Magnolia Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 30, 32, and 30, 35. The parcel ID is 26315-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included a copy of the SunBiz invoice from the Budget and Finance Department and calls for service from the Police Department.
Calls for service from the police department. What are our friendly?
This is for enforcement of false alarm fees.
Ah.
The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker received a complaint from the Finance Division of the City of Ocala advising that this business has outstanding alarm fees which have not been paid. Officer Baker responded to the business location and left word for them to contact him concerning this incident, and all attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful. I would point out for the record that there is no respondent here to address these charges today, and staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
Okay. Call for service. Am I reading the call for service report that indicates some 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Now these, they all happened on 6/10.
Yeah, if you're talking about page 22 at the bottom and the top of page 23.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the actual times that the officer was dispatched.
Okay, so, all
arrived
right.
Arrived on scene.
So these are the very steps taken by the police.
Yes, sir. Follow them from the bottom up.
Gotcha. Okay.
You see that the officer was available. They were dispatched. They were en route. They contacted dispatch back. They had no answer from the respondent. They called back to the business. No answer. Left a message for the responder. The alarm company attempted to call him. No answer.
This is the old Busby building.
Well, they've redone it, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's
so,
now Bray Welding.
Yeah, so
okay,
now
I got
the Bray Building.
Okay, gotcha. Is that a monitor and alarm?
Yes, sir. The alarm company was involved in this as well. They could not get in touch with anyone to respond out there to let the police in.
Is this the only violation they have, this one
yes,
time?
Sir. The time of the alarm was 18:08, and the
6
respondent
o'clock.
Arrived by 8 let's see, they arrived on 18:10. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Surely this isn't the only business in all of the city of Ocala that has one false alarm.
No, this wouldn't be their single false alarm because that's forgiven. This
okay.
is the only one they have not paid.
Okay, so we're just down the road and we're in the point of frustration and this one hasn't been paid.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, let me find your staff recommendation here. So we're looking for $75 on the
alarm,
and then $122.13 in prosecution costs.
Yes, sir.
I'll find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the top of page 3 of the docket. CUN 130952. The City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring versus Rick Vontella and Aurora Loan Services. A location of 67 Northwest 21st Place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of 3495, 34141 through 145, 82181 and 82182. The parcel ID is 2511-001-000. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included a copy of the SunBiz report, less pendants, and we would require property registration.
Okay, you got a list pendants. Aurora's in foreclosure, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We would point out for the record that we do not have representation in this case here this morning, and a summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property was in foreclosure and Officer Furring added the bank to the case.
Oh,
further investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecured condition.
That's what I was going to say. It looks open.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The possibility of neighborhood and transient people entering the facility. This property is contributing to the deterioration some of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful.
It appears to be a duplex. Is that true? Is this a duplex?
It's a duplex.
It's a duplex.
Okay. Answer that. Yeah. Pretty clearly indicated in the photos.
Yeah.
Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
I saw that. Okay, gotcha. Okay, that's a mess. Okay, I find the violations exist and adopt the staff recommendation.
That will bring us to CON 130953. It's in the middle of page 3 of your document.
Gotcha.
The City of Ocala versus and Officer Raymond Furring versus Linda Lowen and Nation Star Mortgage. I guess we should have kept the Nation Star.
Well, the way those systems work, you could have 10 of them from the same lender and have the wrong lawyer.
It astonishes me to add a little bit into the presentation here that they would send a lawyer from someplace else hundreds and hundreds of dollars and rather than register a property. Nonetheless, this is the City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Linda Lowen at Nation Star. A violation of Section 82151 Standard Housing Code, Section 304 Minimum Requirements for Electrical Systems. The parcel ID is 2511-016-000. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2. As part of the additional correspondence, we have an assignment of mortgage. We've included photographs of the current conditions of the property and what our violation is. We have other violations here. And essentially, we got everything into compliance except for the electrical requirements under Standard Housing Code, which is...
So you have had somebody to talk to.
Somebody's been working on it. The top of page 9 is the indicated electrical requirements.
Yeah, that's where
staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and for the record, they do not have a respondent here.
Okay, so the electrical requirements violation is this sort of freestanding air conditioning compressor with dangling wires.
Yes, sir. Part of Section 304, you can't have exposed wiring, and I'm assuming that someone was getting ready to take this air conditioner.
Yeah, it appears to have been in the process of being recycled.
And for whatever reason, they were stopped midstream.
That's probably our crack police department. Is the power on in the building?
I don't know. The building is vacant.
And it is? You didn't check to see if the power was on?
No.
Whip fingers?
I wasn't brave enough.
I think part of it, we can look right now to determine if the power is on, but I think without any tenants there, I'm quite confident that Ocala Utilities has severed the power relationship.
The relationship.
Amongst others.
Yeah. Okay. That's a familiar design.
If you want to give me just a moment, I can look up the power for you.
No, that's fine. I was going to make a different order if the lines were hot. I was going to order you to go out and do it this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had nothing else to go do.
It looks like they got the neighboring AC unit at the bottom of the cage.
Yeah, I would assume these things are in pairs since it's a duplex.
Yeah.
So they got half of what they came for. Okay, I'm going to find the violation exists and post the remedies recommended in the staff recommendation. Tax the costs.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 3 of the docket, C-113-1211. The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Porter Ocala LLC and Ocala Entertainment Complex. A violation of section 110-131 prohibited signs. The location is 1227 Southwest 17th Avenue.
Okay. Is that Easy Street?
Well, it's not Easy Street there. It's
right into Easy Street.
Okay, it's right off Easy Street. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Runs parallel.
Okay, this would be that big warehouse that they converted into a entertainment facility.
I would point out for the record, we don't have representation here this evening or this morning, and the parcel ID is 23656-014-00. Legal service was obtained and posting was obtained as indicated on page 2. We do have a prior findings of fact and affidavit of compliance in the first case and a SunBiz report as part of this presentation.
Yeah, I wanted to see SunBiz here. Okay, so it's from Porter to Porter Ocala LLC. So they conveyed it to themselves.
Yeah, and we would be proceeding in this case as a
repeat
violator.
Okay, that's fine.
And as you can see at the top of page 1 of your photographs, it clearly shows an OEC event, staple 2, the pole, with their address indicated on their poster.
Okay.
And this is not our first round with OEC.
Yeah, I know that.
Staff has a recommendation.
So the Porters and the Tillanders are involved in this.
Yes.
Okay.
I would point out staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and we're prepared to answer any questions.
Okay, one second. I'm almost ready to add. Okay, there we go. 4th of July, Rich. And this is going around the neighborhood putting up signs all over the place on our posts.
And
gotcha.
I believe this time you pulled down 50.
Yes.
60.
And we are north at 10th Street and west Silver Spring Boulevard.
Okay. And I gather their history at this point, so there's really not any remedy.
Well, this one was held up after the event. It's indicated in the photos.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless.
Okay, so
I'm not sure if there's any still out there.
So I'm trying to figure out what the cure. Yeah, I'm supposed to give a reasonable time to cure. The cure seems to be sort of a ephemeral adventure here.
Well, I think
here.
That we're offering them 14 days if we find any more signs. If we don't, we're going to give them affidavit compliance that there aren't any more signs.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a simple fine.
Okay.
And of course, we're requesting a $250 fine.
The base 250? Yes. Okay. I find the violation existed and adopt the staff recommendation. That's fine. Those guys know better.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the docket.
C-113-1058.
We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The City of Ocala, Officer Matt Leifried versus Mike Rodriguez and Bank of America. A location of 849 Southeast 24th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3432, Water Collections, 3495, Weeds, Accumulation of Trash, and Other Unsightly Unsanitary Matter, and Section 34141 through 145, Property Registration and Maintenance Requirements for Properties in Default.
So Bank of America has not registered?
We were requiring a registration. They have not done it.
They have not done it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The parcel ID is 30518-000-00. Legal service and posting were obtained as indicated on page 2 of the documentation. Would point out that this is a repeat violation.
Yep.
Why
is it your recommendation does not ask for a flat fine right off the front? The $250 or whatever.
That's certainly at your option.
this is ridiculous.
We have included copies of the findings of fact and the affidavit of compliance in the first case, of less pendants, a copy of the California State Secretary report on the corporation. We would require property registration. The summary of findings is that Officer Lightfeet located his property, observed properties in violation of the Cease Code, and that this is overgrown again. Additional investigation revealed in 2008 the respondent was brought before the Municipal Enforcement Board and found guilty of violations of Section 3432 and 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Lightfeet, it says referring there, but it's actually Lightfeet, to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I would point out for the record that we don't have respondent representation here this morning. And you can see that.
Yeah, I'm going to find the violation exists. I also am going to impose a $255 fine immediately and otherwise adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the top of page 5, but actually the next, that was resolved. The next case will be in the middle of page 5, CON 13-1119. The City of Ocala and Officer Lightfeet versus Richard Kakasadian, I guess.
Okay, close enough.
And Wells Fargo Bank. a violation of section, I apologize, the location is 1309 Southeast 10th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of 3495 and a violation of sections 34143.
10th is the one with the traffic light up there on the boulevard, correct?
10th Avenue, 1300 block.
Yeah, it has a traffic light on both ends, 17th and 10th. And, okay, gotcha. I know the route. Okay. Gotcha.
The parcel ID is 2904-002-003. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We have included a copy of the current property registration, the Iowa Secretary of State information on the corporate entity.
You guys are just international today.
And an email to that we attempted to work with them on. We have included copies of the location, the current condition. Officer Lightfeet is prepared to testify for you here if need be. Officer Lightfeet located the property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code, and that is overgrown.
It is.
Additional investigation by Officer Lightfeet revealed the property is in foreclosure and that the response is not taking any action on the violations. All attempts by Officer Lightfeet to have the response to the violation have not been successful. And we do have a copy of the staff recommendation file on page 2 for you.
Somebody once planned on doing something to some rather weathered survey stakes.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a nice area.
Yeah, I just by accident happened to have driven by that property last night on the way to dinner and noticed it.
And then look at you today.
Yeah.
We'll point out for the record that we do not have representation here for this group.
Okay, I'm going to find the violation existed, and is this a repeat?
No, sir.
This one's not a repeat. Okay. And adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 5, CON 13-1240.
Okay.
A case of the City of Ocala and Officer Lightfeet versus Federal National Mortgage Association. A violation of section 3495 at a location of 717 Southeast 34th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The parcel ID is 2786-003-003. Legal services have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The summary findings that Officer Matt Lightfeet located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that respondents have not taken corrective action on the violations, that all attempts by Officer Lightfeet to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful. The violation remains. Staff recommendations find the respondent guilty violating City Code Section 3495. Order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, prior to removing any junk and debris. Pay the cost of prosecution as assessed all within 14 days. Failing which, fine of $50 per day in the city to do the work, utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Yeah. I find the violation existed. I adopt your recommendation.
Once again, we have a pretty bad situation.
Yep, yeah, that is. I do still seem to have the air conditioning compressor.
That'll bring us to page 6 of the documents, and or the docket, and I would point out to the magistrate that we have resolved the first case there, so we're down to the middle page. And this is going to be
in
your
petition
section of petitions. Yes, sir.
We're off to petitions, okay.
CUN 12-2196, Lawrence Allen Eno, a location of 122 Northwest 17th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida.
Okay.
Staff have included a copy of the case cost sheet, the photos, and the petition in the case.
Okay, so this is an overgrown trash situation.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, yeah.
Notice that we had two fines of $25 per day times 264 days, which came up to $6,600. They did pay the cost of prosecution. Staff is recommending a 50% reduction in the fine.
Okay, is page 3, did this thing have a fire, or is page 3 halfway through demolition?
No, that...
It
had a fire. It
actually caught fire. I don't know if you remember, this is the way that... it would probably would have been cheaper for us to go on and take care of it for them, but they worked on it.
Oh, this is where they wanted to do it themselves.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they just couldn't get it done in the time frame they had.
Okay.
Non-compliance just kept running until they got it completed, and that's where we are today.
We'll point out that did not get it completed until after the fire sale.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
The fire was suspicious.
Okay, let me look at your accounting. Okay. Just a curiosity question. I noticed this one and one of the others. You have separate fines running on separate code violations, which is not something I typically do. Does that mean that this was heard by the board or something?
Yes. What we did was they ordered, sometimes we'll ask a $25 a day fine per violation.
Right.
That's where that occurs.
And what kind of considerations do you have in the back of your head when you want separate fines as compared to a mass fine?
We always ask for separate fines.
Really?
Yes, sir. So, in other words, the total fine here does not exceed the $250 per day, and it does not exceed generally $50 per day in a first-time situation. Generally, we ask for $25 for resident and $50 for business.
Mm-hmm.
On a first offense, and then we give them their time. They, in this situation, had a year.
Yeah, it took them a long time.
I remember that. I mean, they were trying to play demolition crews.
I mean, they immediately came in her defense. They immediately came in, paid cost prosecution of the case, and proceeded on with getting dumpsters put out on the property and getting the burn up house put in the dumpsters and all the way. It just because a multitude of different problems that they had, it took them almost a year to get the property into compliance. I will support them in saying they didn't do what we asked them. It just took them a lot longer.
And I noticed that they paid the city's costs of demolition.
No.
Yeah, it does.
That was the cost of prosecution that they paid.
They paid the cost of prosecution?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty bizarre.
She actually came up the next day after the hearing and paid the cost of prosecution. But they did the demolition, or what was left of the demolition themselves, and it took them months and months through a multitude of health reasons and personal problems and kids in and out of jobs. I mean, the story just goes on and on and on. They finally got it done. They did it themselves, but it just took them forever to accomplish it.
Do you have an insight as to whether they have the wherewithal to come in and write any check at all to pay on the fines? Or is this something that...
I don't think that's going to happen. Based on the conversation that I had with the son,
and the several conversations I've had with Mrs. Eno, the mother, I don't foresee anything coming out of it. In hindsight,
I mean, even after we grant the petition as recommended by the staff, they're still looking at 6,000 and change.
I don't see us getting it. They did.
Well, if I grant it, that probably leaves enough equity in the lot that there's some motive to sell it.
Yeah, I did get a little bit of a hint that perhaps they might be interested in trying to sell it to the church, which is two lots over, if the church was interested in it, but I don't know. That's all of the, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. I'll grant the petition as recommended by the staff.
That'll bring us to CLN 130478.
13 Jones?
Yes, sir. And I had a brief discussion with you concerning this when you brought up
this is the gifted, this
yes,
is
sir.
The gift of the property to the fire department.
Staff feels it's inappropriate for this petition to be presented at this time. We're not asking for a denial of the petition. We're just asking for it to be put off until compliance has been obtained on the property.
Yeah,
then it would be more appropriate to hear.
What compliance is there that
remove the structure?
Remove the structure.
Yes.
Well, isn't that what he's trying to accomplish?
That's what will eventually be accomplished.
How can he remove the structure to come into compliance and then have the fire department, quote, use the building for training?
Well, that's not what he's going to do. The fire department's going to burn the structure down as soon as they understand that there's a clear title to him to convey this property to the fire department. Once they do burn that down, the fire department will get it cleaned up as well.
Well, why don't I give them a little encouragement by granting the petition conditioned on him accomplishing that transfer in the next 90 days?
Well, I need to determine whether or not he has paid for the asbestos testing that was conducted there.
Well, I can put all those requirements in my order.
That's fine. I just don't believe that it's proper to bring a petition before the magistrate when we don't have compliance in the case. I think that that's our only arm to gain compliance. Once we have compliance, we're going to be more than happy to support a reduction of the fine in toto. But if he turns around tomorrow and goes, well, I've got my petition done, now I can do whatever I want with the property, I don't want you to burn it down.
Yeah, I don't plan on doing that. Is he planning on conveying the property itself to the fire department,
no,
or
sir.
Is he just letting them burn it?
He's letting them burn the fire.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
And I think that another 30 days to wait for the fire department to take care of it, or 60 days, when we're going to support the reduction of the fine, should not be a problem for him.
Well, why don't I just continue this matter over to the next magistrate's hearing?
That's what the city would prefer.
Okay. That's my order.
That'll bring us to page 7 of the docket. The parking hearings section.
The ever-popular parking hearings.
I would point out to the magistrate that if we wanted to accept this as a consent agenda, the city would respectfully request a motion to accept all of these petitions for dismissal and dismiss all of the citations.
Are these all cases of disabled parking where they just didn't hang their hangers?
No, this was just parking in various locations where they weren't supposed to be, but they're allowed to be, but they didn't have their allowed to be sticker on at the time.
Oh, okay. Same
idea. Generally,
same idea. They were legal, they just didn't have their stickers.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
that's granted. I'll do that on all of them. That's fine. And so I think the only thing we have left is Massey hearings.
Yes, sir.
Affidavits in the file with non-compliance.
Yep. And we would request to run those a consent agenda.
Right. I'll adopt all the prior orders and impose the fines.
Yes, sir. And I would submit for the record that we do have an affidavit of noncompliance in all of those cases.
Okay, and I'll accept your usual motion to include everything in the record.
Thank you, sir.
I understand you're losing your ace.
Yes, Officer Furring is going to move back to Kansas, and this is his last day with us.
And he seemed a little
motivated as I was talking to him.
Taking a sworn position with the sheriff's office there, which has been his goal after getting out of the police academy.
Okay.
So we will be losing him today.
Go. Enjoy. Good luck. Great. Thank you. If that's everything, today's turn. Okay.
Congratulations.
I just wanted to show you, come around and show you what I'm looking at while I'm doing all this babbling. Charges. He had a staff recommendation, which is a lot of help. They fought through it. This sort of stuff.
No, don't exit.
Not
do
drive to them.